It's Edward Goldman with R-Talk on KCRW. Last week, I learned about two national museums, a world apart, that have the courage and conviction to deal with the most painful and shameful chapters of their nation's history. One in Montgomery, Alabama, another in Moscow, Russia. In the New York Times, I read about opening of the Legacy Museum and the National Memorial for Peace and Justice in Alabama. The museum and the memorial deal with the nation's least recognized atrocities, the lynching of thousands of black people in a decades-long campaign of racist terror. Just looking at the website gives you a chill. You can walk under the 800 Corten steel columns hanging from the ceiling, each with the name of an American county and the victims of lynching there. The New York Times article quotes Brian Stevenson, founder of Equal Justice Initiative, the force behind these projects, as saying, "Just seeing the names of all these people, many of them have never been named in public." Mr. Stevenson has spent years researching archives and county libraries to document the lynching in the South, almost 4,400 total. He says that he is not interested in talking about American history because he wants to punish America. No, he wants to liberate America. And talking about lynching, this time an even less explored chapter of America's history. I am reminded of Los Angeles photographer Ken Gonzalez Day, who showed powerful and heartbreaking photos at Luis de Jesus Gallery in 2015, where he recreated scenes of the lynching of a Latino in California as part of his series Erased Lynching. Gonzalez Day hopes the series will bring greater visibility to the presence of Latinos in the history of lynching in the United States. In a strange coincidence, last week brought news about another museum dealing with a shameful and tragic national history. The Art newspaper published a story about the Gulag History State Museum in Moscow, which shares the stories of millions of prisoners and victims of Stalin's forced labor camps. "My father was one of the victims of Stalin's Great Terror. He spent 4 years in a Gulag prison in Siberia and survived only due to his skill as a tailor making winter coats for the wives of prison guards." Inaugurating the Wall of Sorrow, the Kremlin's first official monument to the victims of political repression, President Putin said, "This terrible past must not be erased from our national memory and cannot be justified by anything." This is an extremely rare case in which I wouldn't disagree with the Russian president. It's been Edward Goldman with R-Talk on KCRW.